T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. This is the State of California, the daily look at the issues driving the day in the state. Doug Sovereign is off this week. Filling in is Sonoma State political scientist David McEwen.
And today we ask the question, will the continued nationwide protests put a strain on the relatively cordial relationship between California's Governor Gavin Newsom and President Trump?
As debate on the path forward continues, how will the dynamic change between California and the White House? Dr. McEwen, how do you expect the relationship to evolve?
Well, we've had very different messages this week from the White House to the State House. Earlier this week, Governor Newsom argued he didn't want to go tit for tat through the news cycle with President Trump. And what he did is he called on all of us to be better moral leaders, from churches to public officials to our own households. And that signals a dramatic shift in the bromance that's been going on, certainly between Governor Newsom and President Trump.
All right. Professor, stand by as we bring in on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline Hoover Institute fellow Bill Whalen. Bill, give us your best characterization of the response so far from the federal government vis-a-vis what's happening here in the state.
Well, I think you've seen that President Trump has made it in no uncertain terms that he is the law and order candidate in this race. He is not pleased by the visuals that he sees in California, and he is prepared to send in military force if need be. Now, I think we're very far away from that happening, but it's an obvious antagony between he and Governor Newsom. Now, I think I'd like to clarify one thing. David said, David called it a bromance. I would actually call it a showmance, which is a phrase on reality TV, which is what? It's a stage romance between two people, which you see on many of these dating shows like The Bachelor. The relationship is still strained. It always has been. It always will be. I give Governor Newsom a lot of credit in his press conference the other day for not taking the bait when he just came off a call with the president, who had just thoroughly trashed the governors, called them all essentially weak and stupid, kind of like Doug Niedermeyer in Animal House talking to his troops. So the governor didn't take the bait. But I do think this, moving forward, 5 months left in this, left until the election. At some point, we're going to resume normal programming, meaning the political campaign takes over from whereas the rioting and the pandemic dominated the news, probably a 2 month stretch from September to election day. At which point, I think you see much more resumption of the usual hostilities between the president and California, and also vice versa.
Bill, as we look at this kind of moving forward, does the governor need Washington and Donald Trump, not only in the sense of being foils for each other, but also in terms of federal funding to help California get out of the mess? You talked about the 5 month run up to the election, but You also have a state budget that's coming due very shortly, and California's coffers certainly going to fall short in that regard.
They are, David, and sure, the governor would love to get money out of Washington, but I think you and I probably agree that is probably unrealistic at best. I think at some point you could see a headline in the Chronicle saying Trump to California drop dead. Why? I just think the president's going to look at California. He's going to look at Illinois and New York and say that these are not just so much blue states. These are states that fiscally have been mismanaged, and he'll say no. And there are ways to get around this, by the way. Jim Wunderman, who runs the Bay Area Economic Council, for example, suggests that California issue recovery bonds, similar to what Arnold Schwarzenegger did in the last recession that tied California over. But it would just be very much out of character, I think, for Donald Trump to want to give California $15 billion, David. On which, and I'd be interested to get your thoughts on this too, think of the strings which he would attach to that $15 billion. Fine, I'll give you $15 billion, but guess what? No sanctuary cities. Fine, I'll give you $15 billion, but guess what? Roll back cannabis sales. I'll give you $15 billion, but guess what? You need to change some of your gun laws. So I'm just not sure how that kind of deal could be struck.
So does that no more Mr. Nice Guy from Gavin Newsom, should that occur? You see that a public change in tone from the governor?
Well, I think if Washington doesn't come through on the money, you'll probably see the change, the tone of the governor. But again, we're going to get back to the election here before long, and Governor Newsom, who represents a very blue state, who will be in the business of promoting Joe Biden's candidacy, will hit the trail to campaign, and he's not going to pull any punches when it comes to Donald Trump. So, I think you'll see the renewed hostility. One other thing to think about California, yes, you mentioned that California is a very convenient foil for Trump, not just because of the policy, but also it becomes maybe a more convenient foil if Kamala Harris ends up in the number two spot on the ticket, because then she, by default, brings California onto the ticket with her.
So, Bill, as we look at this moving forward, and you paid a lot of attention to the calendar here, does the governor need to call a special session either for the pandemic or a special session related to these?
I don't think he needs to call a special session, David, because you just look at the calendar right now. The budget has to be constitutionally solved by the 15th of this month. It has to be enacted by July the 1st. So I think nature kind of takes its course by then. So, I don't think a special session is warranted necessarily, but I do think he has to raise the heat on Washington if he wants any hopes of getting money I'm not sure if he could go to Washington or not, by just trying to flag this issue, deploy Nancy Pelosi, deploy Joe Biden, if you will, but just try to raise the temperature on the president.
Bill, let me squeeze in one more question about that relationship between Donald Trump and Gavin Newsom. Does the governor risk the possibility of backlash for being too soft in the eyes of his constituents in his dealings with Donald Trump in a future reelection bid, for example?
I don't think so in that regard. Look, again, because I think this is the showmance and not the bromance, this is not going to last very long, this cooling off between the two. Trump will certainly give him many occasions to return to old form, if he will, and I think the governor probably will. Gavin Newsom is a very smart politician, and Gavin Newsom, as David would agree, is also a very ambitious politician. And I think he has a mechanism, an internal mechanism, that tells him when enough is enough in terms of being polite or deferential toward the president. So, again, maybe I'm just trying to be an optimist because I want to see us get back to a more normal state. Sadly, that normal state is these two gentlemen being at decided odds against each other.
Well, that sounds like a good place also to wrap it up, in the sense that we're going to see these two go mano a mano moving past the election and even into next year, regardless of what happens, certainly for Gavin Newsom and his upward trajectory, and also with the future of Donald Trump for whatever November brings.
Exactly. So we will see. And keep in mind, if things were normal and there were normal conventions, I would almost guarantee Gavin Newsom would get a very good speaking spot at which he would lace into Donald Trump in no uncertain terms. But at some point, I think Gavin Newsom will be out on the trail in some swing state in America, perhaps somewhere, at which point he'll lace into the president. And this is politics, folks. Gavin Newsom has very serious policy disagreements with Donald Trump. Trump has very serious policy disagreements. And there's also a stylistic difference, as we saw Newsom this week calling for calm and so forth. So they're just, I hate to say it, they're just natural antagonists.
Thank you so much, Hoover Institute fellow Bill Whalen. A reminder, you can hear the State of California Report Monday through Friday at 3:30 p.m. You can also find the audio available for download at kcbsradio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.